Unit 4, page 141. Listening. Health myths.
Our guest tonight is Dr. Matthew Crane. Good evening, Dr. Crane.
Good evening.
Our topic tonight is what we call health myths. These are beliefs many of us share which have never been proven true. What can you tell us about them?
It is true that certain beliefs about our health are held as true by most people. Perhaps it's time to show that some of them are not really true. Let us start with a very common belief, the belief that reading in a dark room can harm your eyesight.
That is what my parents always told me. Isn't it true?
There is very little scientific evidence that reading in the dark harms your eyes. It is true that it is more difficult to read in the dark, but it doesn't seem to lead to permanent damage. I think it is much easier to read in full light, but if you don't have the ideal conditions, there is no harm in reading in the dark. 70 years ago, everyone read by candlelight, and yet didn't go blind.
If only my children could hear you now.
The next belief I would like to correct is that if you sleep a lot, you become healthier. We all know the dangers of too little sleep, but too much sleep can cause health problems just like too little sleep. Not everyone needs the same amount of sleep to be able to function normally. The extremes are not good, though. 2 hours of sleep a night, or 12 hours of sleep, can be equally dangerous.
This is very interesting. Can you give us one more example?
The next example might make some of my doctor friends angry, but I think the idea that people should drink at least 8 glasses of water a day is wrong. When you talk about the amount of water the human body needs per day, we should remember that we get water from many foods we eat during the day, not just from drinking water. Moreover, when we drink milk, coffee, tea and juices, we also get enough fluids.
Is there such a thing as drinking too much water?
Of course, drinking too much water can be very dangerous. If the body cells get too much water in them, they can't do their work, and in extreme cases, excessive amounts of water can cause death. That is why moderation is very important.
This is very interesting. Your examples make us wonder about a lot of other beliefs. Is everything wrong?
Absolutely not. If you ask your doctor, he will tell you what is true. The situation is even more complicated than this. Doctors may have different opinions about things. I think it is safe to say that if you do things in moderation, you cannot go wrong. Do not read in the dark if you have a choice. Sleep enough, drink enough, and you will be healthy.
Thank you very much, Dr. Crane, for making us see things differently.